Hi there, thanks for watching this recap of some of the main features of November as far as the influences on the markets are concerned. It's always difficult to unpick these issues and do justice to all of the elements that drove prices, but this is an overview of some of the more important discussions and outcomes. So the month was a volatile one, not only for the local market, but for the global picture as well as far as prices were concerned. We started off in rather eventful terms because one of the first things that happened in the month was the Reserve Bank turning tail when it came to their target for 3-year bond prices. And this was at the hands of some higher than expected inflation figures. And it really highlights that when an institution like the RBA is challenged by forecasts and the ability to send price signals for a lengthy period of time, it means that you're dealing with some pretty heady circumstances. So the market took all of that in its stride. And as the month wore on, we actually did quite well at the best levels of the month of November. The ASX 200 was up by around 2%. In the middle part of the month, there were some important outcomes in terms of what was going on in China. Policymakers were doing more to support the economy, and how that translated in terms of the influence on our market was that we saw a pretty solid recovery as far as iron ore prices were concerned. So given the fact that they had fallen very substantially from a peak of north of $230, we've seen a recovery of about 15% from the peak to the trough to the peak over the course of the month of November. And that translated to gains for the materials sector, which led the improvements in monthly sector terms up by about 6%. But Fortescue Metals really took everyone's breath away with its improvement up by 21%. Rio was up by about 5%. BHP up by around 9%. On the other side of the spectrum, we had energy prices. So the prospect of moderating growth and well-supplied markets saw a continuous downtrend over the course of the month. From the peak to the trough for oil prices, we saw declines of as much as 24% for West Texas Intermediate crude oil. So energy in the cellar over the course of the month falling by around 8.5%. On that same side of the ledger, the main weight for the market over the course of November was the performance of the financials index, down by around 8% as well. And that turned around the latest updates that we had seen from the lenders. The CBA was something of a turning point over the course of the month because in their update, they highlighted margin pressure, and that was a familiar refrain when it came to the lenders. And then that saw all of the big lenders marked down aggressively, but Westpac won the prize there, falling by 20% over the course of the period. The CBA down by 10%, ANZ down by 5%. The regional lenders also stood out with declines of 13% in the case of Bank of Queensland, and Bendigo and Adelaide Bank down by around 7%. So there were a number of individual stock stories that stood out. One of the features was Chalice Mining, up on news that they had made one of the most significant discoveries when it came to the platinum group of metals, and that was one of the most breathtaking improvements over the course of the period. Fortescue Metals, as I said before, very firmly leveraged to that recovery in iron ore prices. It rose by 22% over the month. EML Payments was a standout with a gain of more than 20% on news that it would be able to resume business in an important jurisdiction like Ireland. They'd been having troubles with the regulators, but they'd seemed to mended fences. And then there was Reece, that stock up by 17%. The humble maker of plumbing supplies delivered some sales numbers and an update which turned around expectations compared to what had happened over the course of the last couple of months, and managed to post an improvement of around 17%. So at the tail end of the month, the markets were dealing with a new iteration of the COVID virus, the Omicron version. This had coloured the last couple of days of the month very substantially, and that will no doubt be a feature of the next month. So we'll look forward to having the same conversation at the end of December.